Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But we're going to start the show, though, with Timberwolves basketball. We're your radio home for Minnesota Timberwolves basketball. And my Timberwolves are in bad shape right now. Absolutely in bad shape. 15-32, that's the record. And last night, losing to the Sacramento Kings, it was an unbelievably bad loss. There's no other way to describe it. It was awful. Okay? Awful loss last night. And it's not an awful loss because it's the Sacramento Kings. It's an awful loss because you had a 27-point lead and you blew it. That's what makes it an awful loss. It's an awful loss because you were up 15 points. 15 points with 2:05 remaining. It's an awful loss because, well, quite frankly, Buddy Hield was just doing whatever the hell he wanted to do, and he ended up with 42 points. That's why it's a ridiculous loss that you had. Now, I know that the sentiment from some Wolves fans has been, well, there was a missed call down the stretch. De'Aaron Fox, that was a violation at the free throw line. It shouldn't have got to that. It shouldn't have got to that. And in real time, did anybody see that in real time? Let's just, hold on. I'm the biggest Timberwolves fan out there. In real time, nobody noticed that. You guys sitting at home didn't notice that. Me sitting there courtside, I didn't notice that. The only way that you noticed it was when we broke it down in slow motion on replay.
It never should have gotten to that point. You're absolutely right. How about you have three or four bodies get in the lane like you guys were talking?
Or how about you get a stop way before that?
Yeah, there are... Tons of points in that game that you can look at and say, should have done that, should have done that, should have done that, should have done that. Was he in the lane early? When you break it down, yes, he was. But that is so much.
But I'm going to say this right now. I don't think that that was definitive necessarily. Now, I could be wrong. It looked like he might have stepped, but that's a real shaky call,
no,
man.
No, you can't. If you're looking at last night's game and you're hanging your hat on that and how the officials screwed Minnesota,
it's weak sauce.
The Wolves screwed the Wolves. The officials didn't screw the Wolves. Okay? This was...
And I don't think most fans said that the officials screwed them, they feel like the officials screwed them on that one call. Whatever, man.
It should have... You're right. It never should have gotten to that point. The Wolves never should have allowed it to become a talking point. You had plenty of time, plenty of opportunities to put the dagger in, and you could not connect.
Think about this for one second, Chris. And I had wrote this down several times throughout the night. And Dane Moore actually laughed about it when we were talking last night on the call-in show.
Okay.
For the majority of the game, from three-point land, the Wolves were shooting 64%. For the majority of the game. You know what they shot for the game? They shot 50%, set a franchise record for three-pointers hit, and they still lost.
How does that happen?
How does that happen? You tell me.
I don't know. Because you cannot set a record, a positive record,
and shoot 50% from three
while sustaining the worst loss. Maybe one of the worst losses that I've ever seen watching the Timberwolves. Certainly, and I said this last night on Twitter as well. I said, in a season of bad losses for the Timberwolves, this somehow ends up being the worst.
How do you?
I can't figure it out.
How do you shoot 50% from three? You out-rebound the Kings. You have more assist than the Kings, and you lose.
What was it? Was it this hustle? Was it effort? Was it did the Wolves? Because I was thinking about this earlier.
It wasn't hustle and effort. I wouldn't say that. I think
You don't think they took their foot off the gas a little bit in the fourth quarter?
I can't say that. Nope. I'm going to give the Kings some credit and say that Buddy Hield, at the end of the game, he wanted it more. Seriously.
Maybe Luke Walton knows what he's doing, having him come off the bench. Man, they got to get that family drama. They got to get that done with because
Buddy Hield's
too good to be coming off the bench.
I said that last night on the point. I said that on Press Row, and a couple people were like, "I'm not sure." Bogdanovich is pretty good. He ain't Buddy Hield, man. He's not. Buddy Hield's pretty darn good. And if the Sacramento Kings don't want Buddy Hield after they just gave him an extension, I would gladly take him here in Minnesota. He can shoot. We'll gladly take him here. I will gladly take Buddy Hield on our squad. He's that good. He's that legit. I don't understand what Vlade Divac and Luke Walton are doing if they think that Buddy Hield's not good enough to start for them. That's insane.
Wasn't there talk this summer that he wanted a max deal and they weren't going to give him a max deal?
They didn't give him a max deal.
And do you think that just... You think that's part of it, though? But if Sacramento wants to win, don't you put your best players? Don't you start them? There's no way you can't tell me that Buddy Hield is not one of the top five.
Maybe they don't believe that. Now, if they don't believe that, I think that that's a joke. But maybe they don't believe that. They've been starting by not for like the last week. There's no way I can actually look at what's going on with the Sacramento Kings and say that Buddy Hield's not one of their top five players.
So where do the Wolves go from here? I mean, this is
to LA this weekend and try to get a win.
I see what you did there.
That's part of it. You got to move on. You got to try to erase it from your memory bank and move on.
Is there anything positive that the Wolves can take out of last night and try? Because we keep talking about when is the low point? When is rock bottom? When are they going to hit it? I mean, what will it take? Because we've seen, I mean, Wolves fans are so impatient, apathy setting in. And that's scary when you've got fans that are to that point where they don't care anymore. And I think it is a disservice to Gerson Rosas. I think that's a disservice to Ryan Saunders, but fans have been through this before.
And let me say this. I want to give Gerson a lot of props and credit. We've got a pretty good relationship. We text and talk more than you know. I texted him earlier today and thanking him for coming on last night because he came up. He came up from...
He didn't have to do that. Gave you guys like 15 minutes.
Yeah, he gave us... I know, a solid. He went beyond a segment. That was a lengthy time to talk. And he didn't start the issue. He dived right in. He was like, nah, because I wanted to talk about Kobe with him. And he says, nah, but that was a terrible loss. I mean, he flat out just said, that was a bunch of crap, basically. You know, I'm paraphrasing and just giving a quick synopsis. But, you know, he doesn't shy from anything.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.